You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
As mentioned, we are talking to Usisile Ebu, and we are talking about her business, which is Afriela, and I believe she's already on the line. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
Very well. Thank you for inviting me.
Ah, fantastic. Thank you so much for taking your time to join us as well. How was your day?
My day is hectic. Oh, okay. Hectic this time of the year.
Hectic is good. It sounds like there's money being made, eh?
Yes.
Oh, look at that. That's definitely what I want to hear.
Yeah.
So you're still kind regarding, eh?
Yes, my December is going to be January.
Ah, look at that. When you decide to go away in January, please remember me. I can stay in your little back somewhere when you are Decembering in January, because I want to run away from January, because... Yeah, it's a very tough
problem.
Time.
No problem. You'll run the office.
Ah, no. I tried. I was trying to bug in there, but I tried. Running the office is definitely what I don't want to be doing in January.
When you're talking to a business woman.
Ah, I see. So rents and cents and time and money, same WhatsApp group to you. Ish.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, it's fine. I'll try running the office. Thanks for taking your time, ma'am, to join us this evening. Really appreciate it. We're talking about your business, Afriela. But before you get into that, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where were you born? Who are you? How do you... I know it's a pretty... difficult sometimes, or sometimes easy question, and sometimes, you know, you get asked this question a whole lot of times, like, yeah, how do I even say that? But can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, and unfortunately, you cannot run away from this question.
Yeah, I know.
We ran away from being employed.
Yeah.
From interviews. You're still being asked the same question.
It happens everywhere.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. As you've mentioned, my name is Lebogang. Surname is Rapoo.
Yeah.
I'm a mother of two girls.
Yeah.
I'm a wife.
Yeah.
I'm a pastor.
Oh, nice.
I'm a business owner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm an undergraduate.
Yeah.
I have a degree.
Yeah.
Yes. Let me mention that first.
Yeah.
Because
very
most
important.
Of people, they think. Yeah, people, when they go to business, they don't have a
plan. Yes, yes.
So, yes, I do have a degree, and I have 15 years experience in the workplace.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Okay. I suppose this collective 15 years has somehow pivoted you into the kind of business that you are currently in. So, please tell us a little bit then about your business and how you ended up in this type of a business.
Okay. I wouldn't lie. It was not something that I planned or it was my dream when I was young that I'll be have a business. I've always thought that, no, I'll be a psychologist, having my own office, asking people how they're feeling, but not knowing that God had other plans.
Yes,
in my life.
Yes.
So I worked for 15 years. I did explain. Then I was home for 3 years plus.
Yeah.
Applying, trying to go back to the workplace, but I couldn't get anything.
Okay.
That's how I started my business.
Ah, okay.
Yes. It was because of unemployment.
Unemployment. Okay, that's amazing. And what do you guys do?
Okay, my business is divided into two. It's kitchenware.
Yeah.
Plus we have a printing house.
And printing.
Yes.
Okay, kitchenware. Love that one. I mean, I grew up on a table charm. I remember back in the days when, you know, my parents used to have table charm. Is that what we're talking about?
Not table charm as such, but yes, we are talking about the dishes. We are talking about, anything, your dishes, everything that says kitchen.
Yeah.
Except, I'm there, you know. Your pots, I'm there.
Okay.
That's how Afriela was built.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Ah, fantastic. And Afriela, what does it mean?
To me, it's just, it's Afriela. I've taken that name from Africa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And, yes, and if you can see my logo, it has a lion in Africa.
Ah.
So when I see myself as a lioness.
Ah, a lioness. That's amazing. That's amazing. Okay, and then the printing side of things, did it start at the same time as well?
No, the printing side, we started 6 months ago.
And yeah.
Believe me, it turned so great.
Sure.
No, it turned so great. I cannot even explain.
Yeah, unanticipated at all.
Exactly. It's, you know, you haven't even turned a year, but we've achieved so much.
Oh my goodness! I'm actually looking at your Facebook here. One can personalize their tray, their cup, and a whole lot more. We're going to talk about this, because this is really, really some interesting work that I'm actually loving from just your Facebook page. Okay, so you're a kitchenware and printing business. When did it start?
The kitchenware started last year.
Okay.
How it started, you know, I was sitting at home just being depressed of being, you know, an idle mind is a devil's playground.
Yes.
Yes. So I was just going through my social media, and then I met this lady who was selling kitchen stuff.
Yeah.
Then I just looked at her stuff. I said, you know what? There's a wise woman once said to me, it wouldn't hurt to ask.
Yeah.
So let me just take this lady's number and ask her about where does she gets her stuff. Then maybe I can start selling. Because financially it was very bad on my side, very, very bad. You know, so even to pay my children's school fees, I had to ask for assistance from the family members.
That's
how bad it was, because they are in a Christian school. I was even trying to get schools for them to go to a public school, and I was not winning. So I approached the lady, and then she told me that no, she has a mentorship where you pay a fee and she gives you suppliers and how to structure the prices.
Yeah.
Then I raised that money, I joined, not knowing that I was her first student.
Okay. Oh, that seems to have worked out quite very well then.
Very. Then, because of the love I had for kitchenware, because I've always had my home choice.
Yeah.
From young age,
so,
you know, when young girls used to do their nails and everything, I would buy the kitchenware.
Look at that.
Yes.
Sure.
So I started selling these. The first 6 months was very bad, you know, had one, two clients. And bear in mind, and I thought, no, you know what, I need to go back. Let me try and start advertising, going on social media. And remember, I've hitting my fourth level, so age-wise. So technology, you know, social media was not my thing.
Yeah.
So I started to learning social media, because now I had to advertise my business.
Yeah. Sure. Learn this thing that young people are using every single day, which is social media.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as well, I didn't have finances to start the business.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about that in just a moment from now. Okay. But what would you say makes your business different to all the other kitchenware and printing companies out there?
You know what makes my business? It's that a customer service.
Yeah.
I'm so in touch with my customers.
Yeah.
In the way that they end up becoming family, they're the ones who start advertising my business. They hire themselves.
They hire themselves and they're doing a good job at that.
To do marketing.
Exactly.
Because of the experience I had in 15 years of customer service.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Sure.
I was in customer service. I was in quality assurance. So operations all the way. So you can see that communication skills with people and quality, I knew what I was doing. And I was also in projects.
Yes. So all those skills are quite very, very important when you're running a business. Okay. What drives you as an entrepreneur?
What drives me is growth.
Growth.
Growing every day.
Sure.
It's challenging every day. I'm one person who doesn't like doing one thing every day.
Yeah.
I get bored.
Yeah, okay.
Even when I was employed, my bosses knew that they had to change me. I get bored quickly.
Okay.
That's me. Yeah. I mean, you need to know your strong points.
Yes, that's true.
So this work, it's work, being in this field, I would say it's a field because remember it's also the source of income.
It
gives me an opportunity to grow every day, to learn new things every day, to stretch myself.
Yeah, sure. Every single day is a day of learning. Sounds very hectic though, because having to learn something every single day, it comes very painfully to a lot of us, and it seems like it's something that you enjoy learning and changing and adapting to different circumstances. Given the current challenges that I suppose we are facing, and quite a lot of small businesses are also facing with electricity and all that, talking about adaptability and changing, how have you dealt with these challenges?
That's the reason I said, printing, it was a blessing for me.
Yeah.
When I started, because I started with one machine for printing trays.
Yeah.
And it was a small machine because I didn't have funding. It was a small machine which will print one tray for 4 to 5 hours, which means I would not sleep. So with load shedding, when load shedding kicks in, that tray you've started is junk.
It's junk, yeah. Yeah.
You cannot restart again that tray. So I had to work double and push until I was able to go off the grid.
Sure.
In this 6 months, I was able to raise money to go off
the grid. Look at that. Yo. In 6 months?
In 6 months. It goes with discipline as well.
Growth and discipline are very, very important. Okay.
Very important.
Talking about funding. You say you didn't get any funding. So, how did you raise money?
As I said at the beginning, is that I didn't have money to pay for my kids' school fees. So, one of our family members jumped in to assist us to pay for my girls' school fees. So, instead of them giving me 1 month for every month to pay because it's a private school, they gave me 6 months lump sum to pay. Then I took a risk. I took 5 months of their school fees.
Sure. Yeah.
And I started my business.
Sure.
And I've never even single months went back to them and said I couldn't pay the school.
What made you so brave to take 5 months of money that was given to you to help you with your children's fees? What gave you that thing that it's going to happen?
I think it's faith in God.
Yeah.
It's faith in God. It all goes back to faith. It all goes back to God.
Sure, sure.
You know, he says, I, the Lord, when the time is right, I will make it happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just that, you know. And also, you get to a point that you said, you know what, I've lost everything.
Yeah.
Let me just do this one.
There's nothing more to lose. Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. That type of faith is definitely what I think is needed in business as well, because it's perhaps such a very difficult thing to do running this business. Okay, I love that. So it took money, 5 months of that money, put it in the business, then never looked back. And ever since, you've never had a time when you are not able to actually support and take your children to school. That's an amazing object lesson for each and every one of us, especially those who are looking to get into business and running their own business. Do you remember your first customer? What was that like? What did you say to them?
I can't remember my first customer because of the first customer. I think it was someone on my phone.
Yeah.
You know, because if when I first started selling, I went on my phone. I sent everyone on my phone book. Everyone in my phone book.
Yeah.
Just, but I was selling.
Yes.
I even convinced them, you can take and pay later.
Yeah, yeah.
just to have that, you
yes.
know. Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
And specifically that one person, I can't. But I know that it was one person who was on my phone book.
On your phone book. What is the one customer that then jumps out to you right now that you remember whether you had an interaction with and stuff?
Yo, I have a lot. And a I'm lot. Afraid that if I'm gonna mention one,
they are listening.
Yes, can I mention you?
Yes, you can, yes.
I have a lady, Cindy. I've never met her.
Okay.
She's in Cape Town.
Sure.
she saw my stuff.
Sure.
She started advertising my stuff like her own business.
Mm.
Like Cindy, every month I don't receive anything less than 6,000 from her.
Yo.
Yes. And she's not even asking me for nothing, like even a commission or anything.
Yo. That's amazing.
Yeah. And I have another one also in Kailisha.
Yeah.
Also, she supports me like madness. I don't receive anything less than 15,000 from her a month.
Yo.
I've got, that's what I'm saying. It's just I think it was time, the seed that I've planted for years, because I used to help a lot of people as well. And it's now coming back to me.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Because I'll just get people who just say, you know what, just because of the customer service you gave us, we're going to advertise.
Yes. Yeah. Classical case of taking care of people that take care of you again.
Exactly. Because remember, when you run your business, I don't know if I'm jumping,
but if
you run your business, you are the CEO, you're the founder, you are the logistics, you are the operation manager,
you're
the marketer, you are the call center, so as soon as the customer puts their money into my account, I make it sure that every day I follow up with them to let them know how far is their order.
Sure.
Even if it's 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning, they will find the message.
Yes. Sure. I want to talk about that 3 a.m., 2 a.m. thing in just a moment from now. But how do you then, like you said, you had to then start using social media to advertise your business, teach yourself of how social media works so that you can then attract other people, more people, and all those sort of stuff. How are you finding that? That's the first thing that I want to get into. How are you finding that? Are you easing into it?
Yes, I am easing into it, and actually I'm becoming addictive.
Okay.
Social media is very addictive. You know, one thing that made me not to like social media before I even started the business, it was Mixit.
People
who are on they know Mixit.
Yeah.
You know, I used to sleep at 4 a.m., 5 being on Mixit.
Because of Mixit.
I thought, no, this thing is addictive.
Yeah,
I'm not going to go on social media, you know.
Yeah.
So, but now it's addictive in the right way because it makes money for me.
Yes. Which is very important. Instead of just sleeping at 4 a.m. for nothing, you're sleeping at 4 a.m. for money, right? Which is quite good. So how are you growing your customers now? Word of mouth, I hear you saying, people advertising for you, social media. How are you growing now? What other avenues are you now tapping into?
Right now, we're busy with our website.
Ah, okay.
Which is going live
January.
January, like 2 months,
yes.
2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Yes. We are going so that customers will be able to buy online.
Yes.
Without interacting with me.
That must be exciting.
It's very exciting. The privilege that I have is that my husband is in IT.
Yes.
He's in sort of IT. So most of these creative things, he's the one who comes with it. He's the brain behind my business as well.
Ah, fantastic. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, we'll look out for that website, definitely. And some of the catalog stuff that then comes out of that. So that would be really amazing. Yeah. What's your typical day like? What time do you wake up? What happens in between? Do you do the running around? What time do you go to sleep?
I don't have for now, because, you know, when you start a business, let me tell you, when you start a business, you don't have a social life. It just does. I don't want to lie. I don't want to lie to anyone.
Yeah,
you just forget about yourself for that moment because you are looking at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
If now, you know, we ladies, we like doing our nails and everything, but for the past 6 months, I have not done my nails.
Oh, my.
Because I don't have time. Not that I don't have money to do my nails. I don't have time. to go and do my nails.
Yeah.
Because I'm building an empire which needs me full time.
Yes.
I'm in a fragile stage of my business.
Yes.
So I sleep sometimes at 3, sometimes 5 a.m.
Sure.
Sometimes 8 a.m.
Sure.
It just depends. 3 hours nap.
Yeah. So it depends on what the priorities of the day are. and the customers and all those sort of stuff.
Yes, but definitely 9 a.m. I need to be awake because I need to be checking my phone for anyone who have sent through their orders, their payments, because you know there's scammers out there. So you don't want someone to send the money and then you are not there. You look like you're ghosting them. Definitely you are not. Even if I have a business WhatsApp which explains, but still, you know.
Yeah.
So 9 a.m. definitely I need to be awake.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Even if I slept at 8 a.m.
Yeah,
9 a.m.
People and money, you don't want to play with that.
Exactly. Exactly. So my day is like that. You just, it's me waking up, attending my customers on social media, on my phone, then afterwards taking out their courier deliveries. Then after that, the couriers around 12 after courier, it's work time, operations, operations until tomorrow morning.
Until tomorrow morning. Sure. How has that affected your own family or personal life?
Before it was very frustrating for the kids, but now what I did, I brought my older daughter because it was her gap year.
Yeah.
So I hired her.
Okay.
To assist me, and then so all the family have joined the business.
Oh, okay.
So they work with me.
Yes.
So we use that time also to bond as we're working together.
Yeah, definitely, and catch up and all those sort of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that thing of sitting on the table having dinner, it only happens on Sunday.
Eish. Yeah. No, but things will settle down. They'll understand. And now that they are also part of the business, they also can see what you are doing to build that legacy for them. Like I said, I was looking at your social media here and some of the stuff that you sell. How do you generate new ideas? What brought about this idea of personalizing trays, cups, and more? What brought it?
Remember I was selling the dishes before. I was selling the trays before.
Yeah.
It was just plain. And I was looking at all these labels that women are going for these days, you know. The Carol, you know, everyone's talking about Carol.
Yes.
And I thought, like, no, I think it's time that I also do something. You know, people can personalize. Why must they follow someone they don't know?
Yeah.
Why can't they just personalize it?
Yeah.
You know,
Then
I started Googling, looking around, what's there, what's happening, you know. Then that's how the ideas came, because I was looking also what was happening out there. Because when I started selling personalized trays, I didn't have my own machine, so I was buying them from someone who had a machine. Then I was able to raise capital to buy the machine.
Do you have moments where you're sitting alone and you're like, I'm going to do that. Because I hear, you know, when you're running a business and these ideas come, it's almost like you are in your own world.
Yes, a lot. Even now, I'm already in 2024.
Please, some of us are still here. Like, wait for us, eh? Please.
Yeah, like. I'm already in 2024 thinking of what else I'm going to introduce to my business, which I'll be introducing more. Like I said, the printing side is growing more, you know. So I'll be introducing other things because I'm looking at what they are doing overseas, trying to bring it here at home.
Yes,
but also having a touch of African touch.
I see, that's amazing. What's the one challenge so far in your business?
Customers and Korea.
Customers
and Korea. It's very difficult. It's, you know, I remember a day when I just slept, I think it was 3 hours. You know, I'm tired, I'm drained, I'm frustrated, because when you don't sleep, you become frustrated sometimes. And I just woke up, opened my phone, then here's the courier. I'm not going to say this, I don't want to mention their names. They just sent me a picture of everything that I've sent to a client, which is broken. Yes. While I was still looking at that, there comes a customer sending me a message saying she went to fetch her stuff from the service, the courier service, and apparently they gave her stuff to another person. Same day. I don't want to lie. That day I thought, you know what, I'm done.
Sure. And how did you solve that?
It's good to have people around that your pillars, you know. It's one of the ladies, which is she's like a mentor to me.
Yeah.
She's not a mentor business-wise, but like mentor in life.
Yeah.
So I just called her and told her, you know what, this is what's happening. And she said, you know what, I'm coming there. I know you won't drive. You're in We are going to look how can we get, you know, how to package better your stuff so that you don't break. And we are, I'm going to go with you and drive. And she came, she took me up there, left the wet place. We went, we drove, we went and ate. When I came back, I was better. And then I started again.
Fantastic. That's amazing.
So you do need those people.
Yes, that's amazing. Forget about challenges. So those are bad things. Let's talk about the high point now. Any one or two high points that, you know, you look at and you're like, I don't regret getting into business.
High point is that you work hard, you get the rewards. It's not like a company. You know, you can you can work hard.
We try, and nothing happens.
The salary is still the same.
Stays the same.
Salary, you know, but those sleepless nights, those they pay off. They pay off when you see that you can buy anything, you know, whatever you need, you are able to provide, especially with the economy that we are in. Things are going up like crazy. For me, it doesn't affect me. When it goes up, I go up.
Ah, look at that. We're no Mureki, Mos.
You know,
Mureki.
No, I'm getting there. But with working, you know, you get that 5% increase a year or 7%.
Sometimes zero,
Sometimes zero, exactly.
Yeah.
But with business, it's like that. And also, not only that, also seeing people when they get their things, you know, how happy they are. I'm telling you, women love their dishes. Women love their dishes, hey?
Yeah.
So when they just get their dishes and everything, the excitement you see, you know, and the blessing they speak over your life. It's so amazing. Those, God bless you. I'm telling you, they really work.
Sure.
And then when it comes to personalizing, the guys as well, you know.
Oh.
The craze, wow. You know, the guys. My first month of doing my personalized trays, it was Father's Day, I remember. For Father's Day. That month, I did about 60 to 80 trays.
Personalized,
yes. And out of those, every customer was happy, you know. They were even saying, finally, this year we didn't get socks.
Yeah.
You know,
we are tired of socks.
Exactly.
We're definitely tired of socks. Yeah.
And now even every male can go to the kitchen and then say, this is mine.
Yes.
Exactly.
Please. Sacrela, man.
Sacrela.
Hey.
So even buying machines, you know, when I keep growing, I bought my first machine. I bought my second, my third, my fourth. I have five now. Different things. You know, I can print more than 80 items.
Yeah.
You know,
that's amazing.
So it's fulfillment on its own.
That's certainly amazing. If you were to start all over again, what would you do differently?
You know, I thought about that question before you even asked
Asia,
and I really you know, as you know, I've studied psychology because I'm in tune with my emotions. I thought about it. I said, no, I wouldn't have changed anything. Because where I am today is all the foundation that I needed. It's all the foundation I needed. You know, someone would say I wouldn't have went to school for a degree, then I can sell and everything. But I'll say I would have, because it taught me how to deal with people. Working in the call center, I started working at Pick and Pay. I worked at Capital Bank. I worked at many companies. You know, it taught me how to work with people, you know, and it's one of the things. Customer service is my passion. It's my passion. I even have a certificate in customer service.
Customer service.
Yeah, so I believe that I'm not only selling the product, I'm selling the service.
Yeah.
Yes, so I
Which,
want people, yeah, because these people have worked hard for their money.
yeah.
So, yeah, they need to get respect for that. So I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Okay, short to medium term and even long term goals, where are we going with Afriella?
Yo, Afriela, I won't say everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, the vision is written down.
Yes,
I
amen.
won't say
Amen.
everything.
Yes.
Yeah, it will speak for itself.
Definitely.
So, but Afriela, it's going to touch lives. That's one thing
Yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's going to touch lives. I would love to see young women and young men be touched by it. You
Sure,
know,
sure.
those who said, I cannot do it. You know, I've lost hope. You know, I don't have money. You know, I would love them to know that they can do it.
They can
Yeah.
do it.
Whatever you think of, you can achieve.
You can achieve whatever you think of, you can certainly achieve. There's someone who knows you here will send you a message. I want to read that message to you.
Okay.
The message says, can you share a little bit about the savings jar system that you have with your hubby and how it has been successful throughout the years?
I know who's good.
Oh,
I thought that for
you
long. I know, I thought that for long. Yeah, the jar system. The jar system, it's nice. It's very nice. How it came along with this
Yeah.
jar is that I'm a giver.
Yeah.
So I go an extra mile when I
Yeah.
give, you know?
Yeah.
I go too much. And we all know too much of something is bad, no matter what it's
Yes.
bad.
Yes.
So that's how the jar system came. The jar system also came when I lost my job.
Yes.
For the few months before I could before I can bother people or ask for help, it came about. Even now, it's one of the things that helped us to go off the grid and be able to buy machines in a short space. You know, because we are very, the jar system taught us to be disciplined.
Yeah. So
Yes,
do you put money in that jar or how does it work?
no, it's not like that. What you do, it's 100% money.
Yeah.
They just call it the jar system, but you don't put money physically in the
Ah,
jar.
okay.
Yes, and what you do, 55% is for your necessities,
Yeah.
and then 5% is for your giving.
Ah.
But because we are Christian, we make it 10%.
10%, yes.
Oh, yes, to 15. Because we're Christians. And
Yes.
then there's also a jar for your fun,
Entertainment and all these nice things.
entertainment, which is 5%. We call it fun jar.
Yeah.
But we don't use it for now. That we putting it, we use it, we add to the giving,
Yeah.
that 5%.
Oh,
Yes.
okay.
Yes. But I'm just
Ah.
telling you how it works, the jar system.
Yes. So you
And then
allocate.
yes, you
Yeah.
allocate certain amounts for
Yes.
everything.
Yeah.
Yes. And then there's also education,
Yes.
which is also the 5%. You need to
Yes.
allocate something to education.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
So yeah, that's how it goes.
So how many
And
years have
when
you
you
been doing it?
You know, I don't want to lie, it's the up and downs.
Ah,
Some
yes.
other years we do it correctly, some other years we
Yes.
don't.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, but it's been 10 years plus.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot
Yes.
of time. Sure.
Yes, but definitely it helps you to manage your finances
Yeah.
because even if you want to go on a holiday, you know, and you keep putting that money there. Because remember, like I said, there's 50, 55 of necessities. When you were born, it'll control you how much bond you need to pay. When you want to buy a car, you know, it will direct you.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I think one should try that. Ma'am, thank you so much for your time. Young people listening to you, also want to get into a business and want to follow in your example. Maybe some of them are, observing, looking at you. They might not necessarily have time to, ask you what would be your word of advice to them, encouragement, as they're also maybe looking to get into business as well.
My encouragement is that They shouldn't look for the one source of income. Their salary, it must be a foundation to build their dream. As they will say that a salary is the bribe to forget about your dreams.
Yes.
So if you wanted to be an engineer, you wanted to be a doctor, you can still be an entrepreneur in those fields.
Yes, definitely.
Even your station, you are a presenter, you can always have your own station.
Definitely.
So what, with your salary, work on saving for your dreams.
Yeah.
And do not allow the salary to bribe you to forget your dreams.
Yeah.
Let it be the fuel to reach your dream.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. Sure. Let it be the fuel to actually help you reach your dreams. So someone saying, hi, Mom Lim. And the school, people bansugela. She say the comment says, nice philosophy on the business. Wishing you all the best. You are an inspiration. So there you go, ma'am. You are an inspiration. And someone saying Ustandwa saying yes. Keep on going and wishing you all the best. So there's some nice messages coming through for you there and all that. Looking into the rest of the December holidays, how are things looking?
I don't think I'm going to have the holidays as such, but hoping to close on the 24th and open again
24th.
On the 27th.
Yeah.
To the 27th, yes. Coming back to business.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, because as we are personalizing the stationery that we need to personalize for back to school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so people who want to put engrave their children's names in their school stuff, they can always contact you.
Exactly.
Ah, fantastic. A comment saying, as someone who knows, I think you know who this one is now, I've seen her doing her 9 to 5 to bring her own boss, to being her own boss. I must say she's doing the most and God is showing off with her life. Love, love, love her work and God continue doing the most. So there you go. You're touching a lot of lives, ma'am. And that's an interesting one. How do people get a hold of you? While we're anticipating the website, where can they go on social media? I found it. I looked for it and I found it. But maybe how do people place orders? How do they get in contact with you?
They can use my numbers, 071.
Yeah.
613.
Yeah.
2689.
Yeah.
That's my business number.
Yeah.
And on TikTok, it's Mrs. MRS.
Yeah.
LLR.
Yeah.
Yes, but And then on Facebook is Afriella.
Afriella.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Facebook.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, ma'am. And may you continue to bless and touch lives and God continue to bless your business as well.
Thank you so much for inviting me. And
have
God
a good
bless.
One. God bless.
You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.